You're with Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.
Of course, we're all keeping our eye on the Fitzroy River, which is due to peak this morning at about 9 metres, and thinking about the fate of the folk in Rockhampton, and thinking about those in the in northern New South Wales who've endured terrible, terrible floods, and of course that awful accident that we heard about there in the news again. Well, but here in Sydney, it's been raining and raining and raining, the wettest March in 3 decades, and perfect weather for mould, perfect conditions for mould, apparently. So I wonder how your house is going. If you have asthma or other allergies, it's time to act and check. In fact, the National Asthma Council has sounded the alarm on the health risks of mould. And Cheryl Van Noonan, Professor Cheryl Van Noonan, is a Sydney-based clinical immunologist and allergist, and she joins me now. Welcome to the program, Cheryl.
Good morning, Wendy.
Can you explain to us how mould thrives in this condition? What are they, is it all over, all over the house, or where would we expect to find it?
Well, I think that it will be in the atmosphere throughout the home, but it particularly likes those areas which are damper, like bathrooms and bedrooms with en suites and places with poor air circulation, like the wardrobes, and we can find that. You look at your leather as well. Some people notice that on their leather in the most damp room in the house. You can take measures in the outdoor to sort of stop that. If you look at overhanging vegetation and things like that, which would increase your indoor humidity, you may be able to do something about it. Make sure all your roofs and your guttering and things, that you're actually draining the water away from the house and not just dumping it just near it to come through, say, the subfloor if you've got old-fashioned boards that aren't tongue and groove, for example. And you need to... Most of us can smell it, most of us can see it, and then we need to get into removing it. So promptly remove any mould that you notice, and then if you've got any rising damp in an old home, then treat that cause in a building manner. And then lots of good natural ventilation, extractor fans for the bathroom and the kitchen and the laundry, and remove your indoor pot plants for a while, because they actually will promote mold growth.
Oh, remove your pot plants. I haven't ever heard that one before.
Well, they're handy little sources of mold. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a lot of them, if you live in an apartment, you might just give them a holiday on the balcony for a wee while until the mold conditions settle down and we get a little bit more dryness or sunshine or both. And then you might need to use a dehumidifier to help dry out the home and keep an eye out for any weather damage to carpets and furnishings, and remove those and get them dried out as quickly as you can, and that should give you the best chance.
Yeah, right. You also mentioned looking in places that you might not first think of, books, toys, even CDs.
Yes, it's amazing what mould can actually grab on to, but books in particular, there's one mould, the paper mould, which most of us, if we get our old school records out, things like that, they don't exactly smell as sweet as a fresh sheet of A4, and that's a mould that's in it, and so that can be a problem. So just have a look and see whether your books and things are in the driest part of the house, and magazines and papers and anything like that, then be quite wary about that. It's probably a good idea to use a mask if you're cleaning up, so that you don't ship a whole lot of it on board. About 1 in 4 people with hay fever will have asthma, and you don't want to provoke an episode of asthma. We've got a lot of respiratory tract infection around at the moment as well, so if you're inflaming your lining of the nose and then mouth breathing and drying out your chest, then you're a sitter for whatever's in the atmosphere that's a nasty virus as well.
Okay. Mm. Well, there's a question here that has just come through on my screen and saying, and this is the question that we all want answered, well, why is mould bad for us?
It's an irritant, and some people are allergic to it, Wendy, so there are a number of moulds that people... can be quite allergic to: Aspergillus, Alternaria, Cladosporium, Penicillium, all those fruit moulds and things. If we leave the fruit out and come back after a week away, something like that, that's all That's all very irritating substance. So 50% of people who live or work in mouldy places will have upper respiratory tract symptoms indistinguishable from allergy. Mm-hmm. It's just so irritant. And then to have the allergy as well is a problem. And I think not only the indoors but the outdoors. I mean, you will have had a chance to see a few grass verges recently, hopefully, and we've got mushrooms on them. So whenever you've got visible macroscopic sort of large amounts of large molds like mushrooms growing, you can be sure that there's a lot of other mold there that you can smell. That smell that comes, that's sort of slightly musty, and as things dry out it gets better, and then people, you know, the rain sort of will allow the paspalum and the couch, which is out at the moment, that's all heading again, and so the pollen will be in the atmosphere. The rain's busted up the pollen grains, and then the first lot of reverse weather that we get with a little bit of wind is going to be taking the mould and the pollen up to people who are allergic to it, and that's not a very good situation.
No, it is not. We heard last week of a family in Sydney having to move out of their home because of dangerously high levels of, is it mycotoxins?
Yes, that's a separate issue with a toxic property of some moulds. The biggest problem for people with hay fever, and remembering that up to 40% of Australians will have allergic rhinitis or hay fever, that's a huge issue just with that. And then, of course, you've got 1 in 4 small children with asthma, 1 in 7 teenagers, and 1 in 10 adults. So to be allergic to these things is a much bigger problem, I would suspect, than the mycotoxins. But certainly that other issue is important as well. You wouldn't want mould in your home, full stop, for a number of reasons. And as I said, the idea that you're creating any inflammation in these areas where you don't want to get the next flu, you know, having had our flu shots, then you are somewhat proof against it, but it is a slippery sort of customer that can change its spots in the middle of the season, or, you know, where we can only make up what we think's going to happen this year, and sometimes that's not enough for some people. So,
all right. Well, I'll just run through these tips here for mould busting. Remove dust and clutter, as you just heard there. Look in those places that Cheryl just mentioned that are unlikely. I mean, I would never have thought to check CDs, for instance. Mould feeds on organic material and dust. Do not use bleach. It can feed the mould, not kill it. To remove mould, use 4 parts vinegar to 1 part water with some 100% clove essential oil. Always use microfiber cloths to physically remove mold from a surface. Naturally ventilate as much as possible by opening windows and allow as much natural light into the house as possible. Use a vacuum cleaner with a HEPA filter, H-E-E-P-A filter. And what's that, Cheryl?
It's an electrostatic particle filler. So basically when things come in, they get stuck there and they don't go out the back end of the vacuum cleaner to recirculate and make you unwell. They're marvellous tips that you've given people for keeping safe, Wendy.
Oh, good. Oh, well, they come from ecolibria.com.au. And as I say, Cheryl, this is not to underestimate how bad this can be for some people. I mean, it's not just a sniffle and a cough. For some people, especially asthmatics, this can be very serious.
Oh, yes, it can indeed. And I think the other part of that is that if people have sinusitis, the loss of sleep that people get with active rhinitis, active asthma and active sinusitis contributes to a lot of problems. 29% of people make a mistake at work in that situation, and that's not a good idea if you're a neurosurgeon. And I think that the other things are that the mistakes on the roads as well. So it's a wide-ranging problem. And advice to get rid of the mould as soon as you see it in the ways that you've mentioned and that the National Asthma Council have mentioned are the way around this problem.
Good. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate that indeed. It's a very good warning there. Thank you. That is Associate Professor Cheryl Van Noonan, Sydney-based clinical immunologist and allergist. Thank you very much indeed, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
You're with Wendy Harmer,
ABC Radio Sydney.